SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With President-elect Trump poised to return to office, one of the leaders of the January 6 prosecutions is getting out of Dodge.
U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, will step down from the post on January 16th, 4 days before the former president is set to return to the White House. A career prosecutor, Graves joined D.C.'s U.S. Attorney's Office in 2007 and served in several roles before being sworn in as top prosecutor on November 5th of 2021. His tenure has largely been defined by the January 6th Capitol attack.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Ford is taking some heat for not apologizing to the Jewish community for the anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian posts that appeared on its X account. Apparently the work of hackers, Ford says the remarks were not authorized by the company and do not represent the views of Ford. Still, numerous posters on X are asking, why no apology? State-sponsored hackers from China are accused of breaking into U.S. Treasury Department computer systems.
What appears to have happened is that these hackers got hold of a security key which gave them access to a cloud computing service used by the Treasury, and from there they were able to bypass security measures. The authorities say that they are now working with law enforcement to try and establish the scale of this hack, and they say that the system that was affected has been taken offline. The thing is that this comes off the back of previous hacking attempts by the Chinese and something that the U.S. authorities are clearly concerned about.
That's a BBC's Rowan Bridge. Also at SRNnews.com, the eyes of the world will be on New York's Times Square tonight, where a million people are expected to gather to ring in the new year. Could be a soggy party, though, with rain in the forecast. U.S. financial markets will go dark on January 9th. They'll be closed for the National Day of Mourning for former President Carter. This is SRN News. Liberal pastors are blessing abortion clinics.
Since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-life laws have been sweeping the states and clinics have been closing. But the ones that remain have been seeking and receiving blessings from liberal clergymen. The Religious Community for Reproductive Choice is connecting the clinics with pastors who support abortion. Pro-life activist Josh Mercer tells the Daily Caller that it is, quote, wicked for religious practice to be hijacked to promote the killing of children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. The Plateau State Youth Council is urging the government to deploy the military in a bid to stop Muslim terror groups from murdering Christians. Tens of thousands of believers have been killed and millions more have been driven from their homes over the past two decades, and there's no end in sight. A letter from the Youth Council asks, how long shall this carnage continue? We say enough is enough. This is SRN News. Some of those Facebook buddies may not be the real deal.
Over the last decade, Facebook has seen a steady drop in users, some due to its censorship, and younger users moving on to new, cooler platforms. Nomad is hoping that characters or profiles generated by artificial intelligence will increase engagement on its social media platforms. Meta is rolling out a range of AI products, including one that helps users create AI characters on Instagram and Facebook. A Meta official says the expectation is for these AI-generated accounts to look and act like real people with bios and profile pictures and the ability to generate and share content powered by AI. The company says hundreds of thousands of characters have already been created using its AI character tool. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A second Florida Democrat state lawmaker, Hillary Cassell, is switching her party affiliation, joining the Republican caucus. Earlier this month, Democrat Susan Valdez announced her switch to the GOP. More details at SRNnews.com.